Okay, so have you ever scrolled through like Instagram and seen those celebrity power couples and been like, what is their secret? We're going to be diving into that today, but with a twist.
Oh, twist.
Yeah, we're going to see if astrology might actually hold some clues.
Intriguing.
Yeah. So we're looking at the compatibility or maybe incompatibility
Right.
of Leos and Capricorns.
It's a really interesting idea, right? I mean, like
Yeah.
when you think about it,
It's like fire and earth colliding.
literally.
Yeah, and our source, Lion Star King, calls this pairing starry love.
Okay.
But can these two, like, drastically different energies actually make a relationship work, let alone thrive?
Yeah. That's the million-dollar question. And it's way more nuanced than just saying opposites attract. You know, Leos being a fire sign are all about passion,
Right.
grand gestures, commanding attention. Think of the iconic Leo energy of someone like J-Lo.
Okay, I'm already picturing the red carpet, the
Paying it
glare.
straight.
Yeah. But then you've got Capricorns, an earth sign
Totally.
known for being grounded, practical, and strategic.
Yes.
Michelle Obama is often used as a great example of a Capricorn's strength and grace.
Absolutely. A great example. So the article that we're looking at dives into whether this classic fire and earth combination leads to like explosive clashes or a love that can weather any storm.
Right.
And they back it up with some really fascinating celebrity
Yeah,
couples.
you know I love a good celebrity example.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
So spill the tea. Who are these star-crossed lovers proving or disproving the Leo Capricorn connection?
Well, let's start with one of the most talked about couples, J-Lo and A-Rod.
Okay.
The article uses them as like a prime example of how these seemingly opposite energies can not only attract, but actually complement each other.
See, on the surface, it does seem like kind of an odd pairing,
Right.
but when you think about it, J-Lo's flamboyant energy and then A-Rod's more controlled strategic approach, could that be the secret sauce?
The article seems to think so.
Okay.
It points out that Capricorns, often drawn to positions of power and influence, are incredibly driven.
Right. This ambition actually aligns perfectly with a Leo's desire to kind of be at the top.
So it's less about J-Lo, like, craving the spotlight for attention and more about a shared drive to dominate their respective fields.
I think so. Yeah.
That's a fascinating take.
Yeah.
What other power couples fit this mold?
Well, the article also highlights Barack and Michelle Obama.
Okay.
He is a charismatic Leo president, and she the epitome of Capricorn grace and composure.
I mean, their love story always felt incredibly genuine.
Yeah.
Is the article suggesting that Michelle's grounded Capricorn nature provided a sense of stability that allowed Barack's Leo energy to shine even brighter?
That's definitely one way to interpret it. It's not about one person dimming their light, but rather finding a dynamic where each person's strengths support the other.
Okay, so we've got ambition, we've got balance. What other relationship insights can we glean from these high-profile pairings? The article did mention other Leo Capricorn couples,
It
right?
did. It did. There were more couples.
Yeah, there were more.
Okay.
It goes beyond just like the political sphere.
Like it mentions Eamon and David Bowie, for example.
Oh, talk about a power couple.
Right.
She's a successful model and entrepreneur, and he a musical icon.
And both incredibly strong
Okay.
personalities. The article highlights how that dynamic, that Capricorn Leo dynamic might have contributed to their lasting bond.
Okay, so how does that work? Because were they competing for the spotlight or was it something else?
That's a good question. The article suggests that their shared value for creativity and pushing boundaries was a major factor. Leos are just naturally drawn to the arts,
Right.
and Capricorns, while more structured, often excel in fields that require discipline and innovation.
So it's not just about opposite energies balancing each other out, but also about finding common ground in terms of passions and life goals.
Yeah,
Yeah.
precisely. And when those values align, the article argues that's when you see these Leo Capricorn relationships really flourish.
Yeah.
It even points to examples like Jackie O and Aristotle Onassis,
Wow, okay.
a couple known for their philanthropy as much as their high-profile status.
Yeah. That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the glamour of these celebrity couples, but at the end of the day, a strong relationship needs that deeper connection. Did the article touch on how these couples navigate the day-to-day challenges of love and commitment?
Yeah, it did. It actually moves beyond the celebrity spotlight and offers some like really insightful advice for anyone, regardless of their zodiac sign.
All right, spill the tea.
Ugh.
What's the secret to making these relationships work, even when those fiery Leo and earthy Capricorn traits clash?
Well, the article really emphasizes the importance of understanding, particularly in like the early stages of dating.
Okay.
It uses John Legend and Chrissy Teigen as a great example.
Okay.
They took their time allowing their connection to deepen organically before diving headfirst into a serious commitment.
That's a good reminder for everyone, right?
Totally.
Sometimes we put so much pressure on those early dates when really it's about building a foundation of trust and mutual respect.
100%. And speaking of building a life together, the article also highlights couples like Connie Chung and Maury Povich. They've successfully balanced high-profile careers with a strong family unit for decades.
Now that's impressive, especially in the world of showbiz, where relationships often seem fleeting. What's their secret?
The article suggests that Capricorn's inherent loyalty and commitment come into play here.
Right.
Remember, they're in it for the long haul.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier that the article doesn't sugarcoat the challenges.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the potential pitfalls these couples might face? Right, those Capricorn-Leo challenges, where do those usually pop up?
Well, you know, the article doesn't shy away from the fact that these two signs can sometimes, I mean, they can butt heads, Leos with their need for attention, and Capricorns who really cherish their alone time.
Right.
It's a classic case of too much of a good thing on both sides.
So how do you find that balance? How do you keep those flames from turning into like a five-alarm fire?
Well, I think it's really, it all comes down to communication. Mm-hmm. And I don't just mean talking. It's about learning to truly understand each other's love languages. A Leo might express affection through grand gestures, you know, while a Capricorn might show it through acts of service or quality time.
Yeah, that's so true. It reminds me of that saying, it's not about finding someone who loves you the same way you love them, but someone who loves you the way you need to be loved.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the article really emphasizes that this kind of understanding takes effort, you know, from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Leos might need to dial down the drama occasionally.
Right.
And Capricorns could benefit from expressing their feelings more openly.
It's about meeting in the middle, finding that sweet spot where both partners feel seen and appreciated.
Yeah, precisely. And when that happens, the article seems to suggest that the rewards can be incredible.
Okay.
A Leo's warmth and generosity can soften a Capricorn's more reserved nature.
Right.
And a Capricorn's stability and unwavering support can really give a Leo the confidence to truly soar.
So it's not just about whether you're like a perfect astrological match. It's about using this knowledge as a tool for growth and understanding in any relationship.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, whether you're a fiery Leo, an earthy Capricorn, or somewhere in between, the ingredients for a successful relationship remain the same.
What's that?
Communication, respect, and shared values.
Those are some wise words to live by. So for all our listeners out there, take a page from these celebrity couples. Embrace those differences. Communicate openly, and remember that even most unlikely pairings can create something truly special.
Maybe your love story will be the next one we're dissecting on The Deep Dive.
That's a wrap on this week's deep dive into the fascinating world of Leo and Capricorn couples. Remember, if you're looking for more juicy insights and celebrity examples, be sure to check out the full article, Starry Love, over at Lion Star King. Until next time, keep those conversations flowing and those stars aligned.